Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Country music legend and Tennessee icon Dolly Parton has died at age 80. Her passing was confirmed by her nephew, Brian Seaver, on social media today.
Dolly also opened doors for generations of singers, songwriters, musicians, and dreamers from every walk of life and across every continent. By her example, we believe that anything was possible.
Parton had been struggling with illness in recent months while continuing to work. The 11-time Grammy winner is remembered for hits like Jolene and 9 to 5 and for community service projects from the Imagination Library to helping fund vaccine research. We'll be bringing more remembrances of Dolly as our coverage continues. You can also see it at WPLN.org or on social media. Leaders in Knox County are questioning whether Flock Safety has permission for the 140 cameras operating in the area. The company would need an ongoing operating agreement with the county. The questions stem from a letter Mayor Glenn Jacobs sent to Flock earlier this month, arguing that a contract signed in 2020 is no longer valid and that a current service agreement isn't in place. Here's Jacobs speaking about the Flock cameras after a lengthy commissioner's discussion last week.
Some of the cameras were installed on utility poles and were not permitted by the county. So there, in that case, on the ones that are on county right-of-ways, there certainly we can take those steps.
The mayor also cites a lack of approval from commission over certain expenses that surpassed $100,000. Flock representatives claim they never received the letter and pointed to a public website listing an active contract. Getting to the bottom of the agreement is also complicated by staff turnover in the Knox County Sheriff's Office. The Knox County Commission is scheduled to vote on an emergency ordinance about whether to remove Flock cameras on Monday. Operator error. That is the conclusion of a state investigation into what caused a swing ride at the state fair to malfunction last week. The wave swinger at the Wilson County, Tennessee State Fair swings people in chairs around a center column. Multiple people were hurt and taken to the hospital after the ride started to dip down and caused riders to hit a fence. The ride was back and running Friday. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.